Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Reality Check, where we will be your agony queens. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode.
I shagged a straight guy once. It was caked in so much makeup. I woke up next morning and my pillows were orange.
Oh my God.
I was like, what's this?
You went out, a straight guy, you woke up next to Joan Rivers.
Which I love.
Hi guys, this week I asked you for your questions about beauty and I have these gorgeous girls with me today, Miss Bag of Chips and Vinegar Strokes, yes!
Hello my love, how are you?
I'm all good my love, I love this turquoise ruffle moment, it's very gorgeous.
Just something subtle, I was feeling very Liberace today, so I'm going to get on my piano later and tickle some white keys and some black keys, just like I like my blokes, you know what I mean?
It would certainly hide the lockdown chins.
Chins. So many S's. So many S's.
And Baga, how about you? You've got your tiara on. You look like a queen.
Yes, well, you know what I mean? I've got loads of tiaras. I didn't know which one to wear. I've had a lot of tiaras left down to me. I've had husbands leave them to me. But I just thought I'd wear this little one today because it's a bit more subtle compared to the big, massive diamonds I normally wear.
Bagger, I do hope they're not single-use plastic, though, okay?
Now, as drag queens, beauty means so much to all three of us. I am obviously a gorgeous look queen. What does it mean to you guys?
Well, I'm known for my natural beauty. So, do you know with, like, someone like Blue? She's known for her makeup, you know what I mean? It's all about the makeup beauty and all the makeup queen. With me, it's more about my natural beauty. So, with me, it's when I walk down the street with no makeup on and people are like, wow, what a beautiful person. That person is so beautiful. And like I said, I was voted in the magazine. I was in the top 10 most beautiful women of all time. You know what I mean? So I am a very naturally beautiful person. I've literally got a little bit of Vaseline on my lips. I've pinched my cheeks and I've just put a bit of eyeliner on. I don't need makeup because I am naturally stunning.
That's funny. Tell another one.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Well, for me, beauty, if I can look more like a clown each day, I'm happy to go there. I'm about being a beautiful clown, a sexy clown. You know, I want to make the boys honk their horns, honk their noses, and honk me. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I think beauty can take you anywhere. To me, it just takes me to the circus, essentially.
Yes, I totally relate to that. I mean, beauty for me was like my entrance and gateway into drag. It was like my my introduction to drag. And from there, I've been able to make a platform that's then got me onto Drag Race. So, I mean,
woo!
That's why I had to make it today's topic of conversation.
It's a very important topic, beauty. Like I said, as a model, I do a lot. As a model, I do a lot of photo shoots and a lot of magazines and a lot of photo shoots, you know what I mean, as a model myself.
But who do you get compared to in the modelling industry?
Who do I get compared to in the industry? Do you read the papers? You must buy a newspaper. My God.
Is it Pat Butcher?
Pat Butcher? No. It can be a burden. Beauty can be a burden as well.
It can. And I also think that beauty comes in so many shapes and sizes and colours and that kind of stuff. So I think beauty is such a great topic to jump off from and really kind of celebrate everyone's differences and everyone's, you know, gorgeousness.
Totally. Yeah. We have some fabulous fan questions that have been sent in from our loving followers. We did a call out on our social medias and you did not disappoint with these incredible questions. So are you ready to answer some questions, ladies?
Yes! I'm really excited. I can't wait. Let's do it.
The question is, any tips on telling your parents you want to wear makeup without having to hide it from them?
Ooh. But,
right. Do you know what? You do you. If you want to wear makeup and your family does not agree with you wearing makeup and being your authentic self and wanting to express yourself in the way you want, I'm sorry, but your family are bastards. So, so basically...
Oh, my God. Well, even the nan, even the grandma, is she a bastard as well?
It could be great Aunt Josephine. I don't care. Be yourself. Live your authentic self. Mm. You put on your face whatever you want. You can put bloody Marmite on your face for all, you know what I mean? Whatever you want. If you want to experiment with makeup, if you're a boy or a girl or any gender, you do it. You put your makeup on and it gives you confidence.
This is like a really important question for me. That's why I picked it out, because whenever I started drag, I was a huge fan of Drag Race whenever I was like about 13 or 14 years old. And I used to hide in my bathroom with a Sharpie pen and map out where I wanted my drag face to eventually be. I used to have to hide it from my mum and run about wiping it off like as fast as I could whenever she needed to pee late in the night. And I just think once you find the happiness within yourself, then you're able to share it with other people. So whenever I got good at something, whenever I was happy enough with it and proud of it, then I could share it with people because I knew that they wouldn't be... they wouldn't think it was bad or embarrassing. They would think, wow, this boy's got a talent and it's time for him to share it with the world.
If you're keeping it all secret, you're keeping your love of makeup or the performing arts, whatever it is that you're keeping secret, you're denying your parents, I'm sure you love wholeheartedly, you are denying them the chance to get to know you and who you're turning into. So I think actually just having a frank conversation and going, do you know what, this is what I'm really into for the moment. I don't expect you to understand, but I expect you just to accept that this is my journey through life at the moment. And I'm pretty sure they'll be like, okay, I don't get it, but go for it. And if you're amazing, do it and make me lots of money. That's what I would say. I think it's just being honest and frank with your parents, because that's what they want. That's all they want.
But there's those little moments where parents aren't as accepting, and I do believe Absolutely. That you definitely still have to continue to be yourself and make yourself happy. Definitely.
In the 80s, there was pioneers who worked with makeup, like Boy George and Pete Burns and
like
the New Romantics. Makeup was quite popular with a lot of males, but I think it was more. I think a lot of males wore makeup, but it was more the New Romantics, and it didn't mean sexuality. It meant like it was a look.
It was art. It was an art form. It was part. It was part of music. It was part of an art form for people to get involved with and be inspired by. So. Yeah, makeup is art. Let's just go back to that. Makeup is an art form. My gosh. You know, and whether you're just doing a basic winged liner or you're doing a full face into looking like some extravagant blue hydrangea masterpiece, either way, you know, it's art. It's art across the board. So I think if we can get back to that and take out the kind of, you know, gender, sexuality, all that kind of stuff, then we're getting back to nitty gritty of what makeup really is.
And that could be a good way to introduce it, because whenever your parents or someone that is a bit ignorant to stuff like that, whenever they can relate it to something, it makes it so much more relatable in their mind that they can understand it better and would probably want to be a part of it. Why not? Put some eyeshadow on your dad.
Yeah.
Makeup don't define your sexuality. I'm not going to lie. I've seen so many straight boys walking around the
especially
ballroom.
Especially nowadays.
And they've got a bit of concealer under their eyes.
Yeah.
They've been plucking their eyebrows. It's very metrosexual these days. So even a lot of straight guys are plucking and waxing and tanning.
I shagged a straight guy once. It was caked in so much makeup. I woke up next morning and my pillows were orange. I was like, what's this?
You went out, you pulled the straight guy, you woke up next to Joan Rivers. You're like,
which I'd love.
Now all we need is a plus size winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, don't we?
It could happen, you never know.
Did it happen with Vivian? I don't know. No.
The Vivian one.
Blue is the shadiest queen I've ever met in my whole life.
Well, Bagga, do you have a question from a lovely fan ready for us?
Oh, I've had so many questions sent in from all these fans. And Oh, there's a gorgeous one here. As a plus-sized, size 16, 18 woman, is there any fashion do's and don'ts that I should go by?
Well, as a plus-size model myself, I've modelled for all the plus-size brands, you know. I think it's just a case of dressing for your body shape, okay? So if you've got a really nice, like, curvaceous hourglass figure, try and find things that really accentuate that waist and accentuate those gorgeous hips and that bum and those boobs and those shoulders. Because what you want is, I find with drag as a plus-size, you want to match the shoulders to the hips, so you got that like kind of symmetry, and bring in that waist, so you kind of got that really nice, you know, hourglass figure of eight figure. And I just think I just find it gives you much more confidence. I think as a plus size person, there's so many things where it's kind of pro being thin, pro having a six pack, pro this, pro that, when actually I think some of those gorgeous people are curvy people. Yeah. So it's just finding ways just to really accentuate what you've got and making yourself feel confident and making yourself feel sexy. And there's plenty of women out there, like Lizzo, for instance, I think is a great example of someone who's plus size and wears that literally on her sleeve. You know, she's got it all out for everyone to see. So I don't think, it's just finding what works for your body shape as well. So just kind of look in the mirror going, I feel sexy, I look good, this is my shape, this is what I'm going to buy for it. So yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like you're like a really good example of expressing your own style through these like kind of outfits that accentuate your curves, because you're one size or whatever doesn't mean that you can't like express yourself and be wear what you want, but just wear it so that it frames your body and how gorgeous it is.
Absolutely. I think there's a lot of, I'm finding a lot of companies now, a lot of brands are now really catering to curvy bodies now.
Thank goodness.
Like ASOS and Boohoo and Pretty Little Thing and that kind of stuff. And they're not dowdy. I remember back in the day when I was looking for, like, you know, when you first start dragging, let me go on ASOS and have a look. I remember looking for stuff. I'm like, why is it all so dowdy and like making someone who's like, you know, 20 look 40? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Basically just like a sack, wouldn't it?
Just like a sack. Yeah, exactly. A burlap sack. So now you're getting clothes that have a bit of texture, a bit of pattern, a bit of, you know, sexiness to really accentuate what a curvy body can look like. And I think if you can be brave enough to wear a good old bold pattern or a bold colour or whatever, it actually helps accentuate what you're trying to accentuate.
I think confidence is the most sexiest thing. So if you're a big girl, or if you're a really skinny girl, as long as you're confident, all them men will be after that puss, believe me. Just wear whatever makes you feel sexy, darling.
Yeah. Like, you know, fashion, makeup, wigs, whatever, it's all to be an extension of your personality. Yeah. So if you've got a batshit crazy amazing personality, why are you wearing black? What's going on here? Do you know what I mean? Like really take your personality and put your personality into what you're wearing and what you're doing, because I promise you, if you do that, you're going to go out and be like, God, I'm $100 million today. No matter what size you are, thin, medium or big, whatever. If you attach your great personality to the clothes you're wearing, or the other way around, you give yourself that personality because you're wearing these amazing clothes and whatnot, and that gives you the confidence, you're gonna throw $1 million. It's great.
Now all we need is a plus size winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, don't we?
It could happen, you never know.
Did it happen with Vivian? I don't know. No.
The Vivian one, didn't you? The Vivian one.
Blue is the shadiest queen I've ever met in my whole life.
I always have one by my side ready to go.
That's
I
love it.
The glamour.
And also, oh, there we go.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, here's a nice kind of technical question. How do you keep your makeup looking flawless for hours, even while performing? And that is by the gorgeous Colleen Maxwell.
Hi, Colleen.
Yeah. Hi, Colleen. Blue, I feel like you're like the most trained and, you know, the most experienced technical makeup artist out there. So tell us what you do after you've been sweating your tits off on stage. How do you look so flawless?
It's always good to have a nice little powder beside you so that you can just ding, 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 ding and mattify everything. A nice bit of blue roll or something to pat off the...
Oh, my God, yes.
That's a good old drag queen tip.
Yes.
When we worked at MAC, though, it was all about the prep before and the prep after. So if you were to prime your skin, maybe some setting spray underneath the foundation, and then once the foundation is on, setting spray again and powder the beep out of it so that then it's just nice and matte and flawless. And whenever you're sweating, it continues to stay that way.
Oh, babe, literally, you said it. I mean, I did a gig last night and I sung my first song and after that I was wet. Like, my whole face was just wet. But it didn't move, which is good. But Blue Roll is a drag queen's friend.
Yeah.
Blue Roll. I don't know
what that was. Almost my drag name.
Blue Roll. Blue Roll. Blue Rolls. But yeah, it's really interesting. I think over the time when you do drag, I mean, I've been doing drag now for what, 5.5 years now? And you really, and the more you do it, the more things you can kind of trial and error. So if there's a certain product you try to use and it doesn't really work, like say eyelash glue, you just find little ticks and trips everywhere that are really going to, like, you know, help you achieve a face that you're comfortable with. And again, I think it's like an ever evolving thing, isn't it? Like, you just learning new things, learning new techniques.
A lot of it is working with your natural skin products. So if you have oily skin, definitely do not add oily products or it will slide off. And if you have dry skin, a nice mattifying makeup will definitely crack. So you have to find out what your skin's like, work with that, and then your makeup will stay flawless like mine.
Absolutely.
And like Vinegar said, it's just all about learning and learning. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was doing drag for years and years and I was just slapping it on because I wasn't really bothered about the makeup. It was more, right, my job's to make people laugh, and it was more of a comedy thing, you know what I mean? So it was more about the show than the face. But now, obviously, since Drag Race and stuff, you have to have a certain standard. And I don't know what you two think, but I think my makeup's got a lot better since...
Much better.
It's got much better since Drag Race, because I look at my brows and they look like they're tattooed on Drag Race. I think less is more, because I was literally spending time and painting. And now I literally use a liquid foundation, not pan stick, just a liquid foundation, powder. I just a nice subtle eye and a nice big lash and more of a natural little brow than a big black permanent marker brow.
And being on the road with you, Bagger, you are like the bougiest shopper when it comes to like skincare regimes and stuff like that. It's the high skincare brands, all that good stuff. And again, that will help with these kind of things. What's your favorite? Go on, give us some of your bougie brands.
But go on, darling.
I'm more skin, like you said, Blue, I'm more skin product. I think you should look after your skin. Your skin, it's what people see. It's your first impression. When somebody sees you, they look at your face.
It's the biggest organ on the body.
Yeah.
Well, for some. But and you have to take care of it. You only get one skin for the rest of your life.
One time, exactly.
Blue, you'll know about makeup brands. You buy all the expensive makeup brands and you get loads sent you and all this. But with skincare, it's all about, with me, it's like Clarins, Estee Lauder, Clinique, you know what I mean? Just really, you need a good scrub, so really scrub it. Then I put like a toner on to get like, you know, the pores with a pat. And then a really nice, moist, like a really deep moisturiser. You can get a morning cream, a night cream. Do you know Lush, where you get the bath bombs and all that?
Yeah.
They are brilliant. Do you know, just for the face mist? And that, yes. You know, face mist?
I always have one by my side, ready to go.
That's
I
love it.
The glamour.
And also... Oh, there we go.
I've been called all the names under the sun. Your dress was crap. Your makeup was awful.
And that's just for me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Shall we have another question, ladies?
Let's have another question.
Fabulous. So this one is from Brooke Tears. Brooke Tears.
I know Brooke.
Of course, we all do. She comments on everything that we post. She said, as drag queens, do you feel pressure to keep up with the latest trends and beauty expectations or standards? As we transition into a new era of queens who are very makeup oriented, do you feel you almost have to work your makeup to compete with this? Let me know, girls. You're the older queens, so do you have to compete with this?
I don't compete with anyone. What you see is what you get. I am a fashion icon. I'm a fashion role model. What I wear is people copy me. I could walk down the street in a black bin liner with poo written on the back of it, and you'd get a load of people wearing it.
But like you said, and I feel like I agree with both you and Finnegan.
Yeah.
You've both incredibly changed your makeup since the show. You've improved. Do you believe that that's because of the beauty standards, or do you think that that's because you just want to improve on your craft? Because I know during lockdown that I've wanted to do that. So I know that you guys probably are the same.
So for me, like getting into drag was all, I think me and Bagger are quite similar on this. It was all about the performance. I came at this as a performer, you know, makeup was kind of something I never really took my hand out. I never did it as a kid. So it was always like something very new to me. So I did as much as I needed to get by to make a character or that kind of stuff. But for me, it was all about performance. And obviously on Drag Race, you go into a massive show like that and you see yourself be like, oh, I want to improve that. I want to improve this. Not really feeling the pressure to do it because of the beauty standard, because I'm, you know, in the words of Mimi, I'm first. I will never look like that. The words of Sandra are true. Like, do you know what I mean? Like
You'll never be glamour.
Like, I'm not trying to be like a pageant queen. I'm trying to be Vinegar Strokes, who is a clown.
And the best version of that.
The best version of Vinegar Strokes. I'm not trying to be the best version of what some troll, some 14-year-old twink thinks I should be. It's what makes people happy. For me, it's big hair, big lashes, a big mouth, and just being camp, you know, and that for me is the crux of Vinegar Strokes. Obviously, I want to improve it and you know, evolve the makeup as much as I can, but right now, I feel like I look gorgeous.
You look amazing.
You look fabulous.
Thank you. But like, obviously, I didn't know this phase or these techniques a year ago when we did Drag Race. I knew what I knew back then. And like I would say, like, you can only really do what you know at the time. Yeah. And if you want to improve it, you will improve it. It will naturally just improve over time.
Yeah, I definitely feel like the beauty standards have affected my drag, like, in so many ways. I always feel like I have to keep up with them because that's what my brand is. It's more about looks and being on Instagram. And you get these comments, you need to do this, you need to do that. It's hard not to take them into consideration. It's especially, like, I imagine that you guys on the show, like, even I got it, your makeup's this way, your makeup's that way, it needs to be this way.
If anybody said anything negative about your makeup, Blue, then they need to go to Specsavers.
They need glasses.
Definitely gotten better since the show, but that's taking beauty standards into account, but not all of them, because you do need to keep your own essence in it.
I don't really care what people think of me. I really don't. And a lot of people say that, but they actually do. I'm one of these people, I'm like, as long as I don't get murdered or anything, I'm fine. So I've been called all them. You know what I mean? I've been called all the names under the sun. Your dress was crap. Your makeup was awful.
And that's just from me.
Yeah. Oh my God.
First of all, I want to say I do not condone what trolls say. Take it to account if you want.
No.
But otherwise, forget them and block them.
Yeah.
Anyway, girls, all I can say is that forget beauty standards. We look gorgeous today. Whether or not we've taken them into account, it doesn't matter. Look at us. We're gorgeous.
Booked and blessed.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today. I hope that we've helped with your beauty questions. Thank you for joining us for this gorgeous episode about beauty.
Woo! You can follow me at Bag of Chips on Instagram, or you can follow me at ChipShopBird on Twitter.
And you can follow me at BlueHydrangea_ on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can follow me on Instagram at TheOnlyVinegarStrokes and on Twitter at TheOnlyVinegar.
Join us next week for the next episode of
Reality Check!
This show is produced by Yahoo UK.
If you feel you or someone you know is in need of a safe space to discuss sexuality, gender identity, sexual health, and emotional well-being, you can contact the confidential Switchboard LGBT plus helpline at switchboard.lgbt.